So as Father Rotman said, today we celebrate the great solemnity of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and our 64th anniversary as a parish. Each year, I sit down with our participants in our Catholic Inquiry Program, the RCIA, and ask, what brings you to IHM? I almost always get a similar response. I found a spiritual home here. And their answers, I realize that a parish is more than just geography, that it's not controlled by a zip code. Parish is about feeling welcomed. It's about being fulfilled spiritually. It is about sentiment. It is about home. So today, as we mark our parish feast day, I wanted to reflect for a few moments just exactly what a Catholic parish is. For it defines so much of our lives. It's one reason we celebrate this feast every year, replacing the normal Sunday calendar. Any Catholic church finds its mission statement in Scripture, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. To fulfill this Christ-given mission, Immaculate Heart of Mary comes together as a community in worship and prayer. We come together to learn more about our faith, to grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ. We come together in our community life, loving our neighbor as Jesus commanded us. We come together to serve the greater community and our various outreach programs. We are parish. But what does that mean? What is a parish? A parish is the cry of the baby on the day of her baptism. It's the rustle of dresses from girls nervously walking down the aisle to receive their first communion, or the boy struggling with her coat and tie. It's the sound of laughter of the kids on the playground at recess. It's the wall-shaking crescendo from the organ as the wedding march begins, and a woman in white appears at the end of the aisle, setting out on a journey that will change a couple's life. A parish is the chorus of voices around you at Sunday Mass, reciting the creed, beginning with those two simple but profoundly important words, I believe. It's a community of believers coming together in an all-night vigil, praying for fellow parishioners facing life-threatening injuries after a wall collapse. Parish is a throng of volunteers who help run our festival each year. The bingo volunteers who faithfully show up every Friday night. It's the small prayer group that continues to meet since they experienced the Crucio, or Christ Renews His Parish, so many years ago. Parish is people. People like Kat Reniker, as we all heard on our capital campaign video a few weeks ago. I just want to give back to the parish, she said. People like the 461 families who have pledged on average $6,600 to honor those who have gone before us and to secure our future. Parish is the voice of the angry mother who says our school safety protocols have gone too far. Parish is the chorus of parents who say our safety protocols have not gone far enough. Parish is the sound of Father Rotman's voice on the other end of the phone when you call in the middle of the night to ask him to come over because your mother has just died. A parish is a million small memories and sensations. It's the smell of incense and the flicker of candles. It's a tearful silence on Good Friday and joyous trumpets on Easter Sunday. It's things you can't even describe. Reconciliation, forgiveness, renewal. The gospel we just heard is about finding what is lost and rejoicing. Well, here at our parish, we also find what was lost. We find hope, love, mercy, grace, and we rejoice. A parish is a multitude of points of light at the Easter Vigil, and hundreds of voices at midnight mass crying out, O come, all ye faithful. It is all ye faithful. A parish is people, those we know and those we don't know. It's those we spend Sundays praying beside and worshiping with and embracing at the sign of peace. And it's those who might just be passing through for a day, for a week, joining their prayers with ours, however briefly. It's people who never come into this building, those in nearby hospitals and nursing homes, connected to us by prayer and faith. It's community, a band of believers joined together by the love of Jesus Christ and love for one another. We worship together. We struggle together. We celebrate together. It's all of us here right now, the body of Christ. And in community, there is also literally communion, the Eucharist, Christ's body, blessed and broken at this altar, drawing us here week after week, calling us to the sacred celebration to receive the Eucharist and to carry that grace that we've received out into the world. The parish is where so much of this happens. It's where we mark our beginnings and our endings, and so many milestones in between. And at this parish, of course, we do it with a special devotion to our patroness, Mary's Immaculate Heart. She is our companion, our protector, our mother, or as the Hail Holy Queen prayer puts it so simply, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. I never cease to be amazed by the displays of Mary around this parish, beginning with the donation of land for our original church building by Mr. Weghorn after having a vision of Mary. The love of Mary expressed in the work of our rosary maker group, who come together every week to craft rosaries for our RCIA program, our school children, those in nursing homes, and the missions. We do this for one simple reason. We know that Mary listens. A mother can't help but listen to her children. And because of that, she is never far from us. Mary is the unseen parishioner at every Mass, the quiet presence kneeling beside us at every benediction, the one weeping with us at every funeral, and rejoicing with us at every baptism. In fact, she understands more profoundly than any of us what it means to be parish. Mary was part of that first parish. Those believers gathered in that upper room, living in expectation and hope, waiting for God's Holy Spirit to descend upon them, to guide them. They left that room on Pentecost and changed the world forever. There is a lesson there for all of us. Christianity is about relationship. It is meant to be lived with others, shared with others, carried out into the world to change the world. And that, too, is fundamental of being parish. That is part of our calling. And on this parish feast day, we remember that. And we remember, too, Mary's role in the life of this parish. With Mary as our patroness, we pray in thanksgiving for all that God has given us. And we pray in hope for all that is yet to be. And with Mary as our model, we pray that we may do God's will in the world and be witnesses to his love here in Burlington and beyond.